Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget, either, to everybody working out on the Third Watch right now, we give you a special shout-out. Now, that includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there on the highway, as well as our FedEx and UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there, hauling the mail and the packages and the parcels to where it needs to go. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go as well. And, of course, we got our Amazon drivers in the warehouse and the warehouse folks, too, working all over the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And don't forget, we've got our great website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and check it out, too. And don't forget, you can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Twitter, on Truth Social, and we're all there as Captain's America, Captain's America. Now, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you go over there, you'll see a link there for founderscode.com, and that's exactly who this is right here, Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and welcome, welcome, welcome to you.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Yes, it's all of that, too. There you go, and there they go. It's not all that cold. It's about 58 to 62 degrees, depending on where you're at all here in Tampa, so that's not too bad. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, East Palestine, Ohio.
Ugh.
I'm afraid that they've lost the town, and I just find it really hard to believe, based on the people I've been talking to, why they're letting anyone back into that town thinking they're going to move in there and have everything nice and normal.
Well, there are people there because the officials, and I don't know who these officials necessarily were, said that it was safe. They, and I don't know who the they is, were inspecting some homes. They still have a lot of homes to do. And they're looking at the air and whatnot and saying that it's within the range of what they call VOCs. You know, you see the VOCs on paint cans and whatnot. We deal with VOCs. VOCs are in your life all day long, every day. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, we haven't talked about the water.
Yep.
And the people that live on wells. And let's not forget, too, that this town pretty much borders Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And there are consequences also, too, for Pennsylvania in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia, I guess. Now, the big question is, where has Pete Buttigieg been? Well, he's still talking, you know, gender equality, race equality, and,
right,
you know, all this other kind of nonsense. But he's kind of putting it on the EPA. Well, the EPA has been pretty much absent on all of this, too. And the secretary of the EPA, this Michael Regan character, you know, he's as bad, if not worse, than Buttigieg.
Yep, yep.
Now, we had this infrastructure bill. Anybody remember that one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what did the infrastructure bill do in order to prevent something like this or to fix something like this? Zero.
Correct.
In the meantime, you do have animals that are dying. You have fish that are dying. And I would argue that this could turn into something that will be a long-term consequence, much like we saw out of the health issues that came out of the World Trade Center. So this isn't going to be a good thing. The Biden himself apparently called the governor, DeWine, and that was last week. So whatever you need, that was the basis of the phone call. But nobody else seems to care. And Governor DeWine held a lengthy press conference yesterday and had an idiot doctor that was there.
Yep.
And said, you know, don't worry about any of this. So this is a situation that should not be a one-off and just kind of be over with. This is a situation that needs to have a very long investigation and discussion.
The people that I've talked to around the country, and I've talked to a bunch of them in different chat rooms and different closed sessions, meetings, involved in this hazardous materials picture for years and years, are saying that this is a town that's basically dead. It needs to be bulldozed over, and they need to move the whole place and start over again.
I'm probably going to agree with that one.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm going to dig Jeff up. Here he is. Here he comes.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico, of course, has been saving people money on their insurance for well over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers, and that number continues to grow. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything and everything that you own. Say the car you're driving. Maybe you got a truck that you're driving too. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And they can even help you when it comes to the all-important issues involving a home with a homeowner's policy, or your apartment involving a renter's policy, or your condo involving a condo policy. Because when you bundle those together, you'll get a tremendous rate and you'll save a bunch of money. So check them out either online or on the website, or you'll find your phone number in your phone book. It's called Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Give them a call today and you'll be glad you did, because you're going to save money somewhere along the line. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we have had Tom Cotton, who came out and said yesterday that a member of the Armed Services Committee, which is what he is, and others, do not know what had happened with the three small unidentified airborne objects that were shot down by the U.S. back over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That may have changed, as you were telling me during the break, but as of yesterday when this happened, they had no clue, at least Tom Cotton had no clue, what was going on.
We don't know what the three objects were. We have no idea. And if we don't, and those that are getting these briefings, if they don't, then they're hiding something. It isn't this hard. We have got, I've said it several times, we've got the National Reconnaissance Office, we've got satellites, we've got radar, we've got all of these things, including, I might add, our own surveillance aircraft that's been flying. We, you and I have looked at these maps from FlightAware and whatnot of these planes.
Right.
Of various abilities doing these air laps. And so they know precisely what these things are, but we're just not being told. So now it came out yesterday that once this balloon, let's go back to the first one, once this balloon left China, they're finally admitting that they had been tracking it for nearly a week before it entered any part of U.S. airspace.
Wow.
You kind of have to take these snippets. And I had mentioned that the Defense Intelligence Agency had sent an email. They saw it, and they sent an email and said, hey, we got this thing, and here's what's happening. This is what we did. And nobody paid any attention to it. But the DIA was following it. So if Biden doesn't want to come out and little Miss Frenchie isn't saying much and Kirby isn't saying much because their words are so measured,
right,
and Lloyd Austin's not saying much, then they're hiding something from everybody or some things from everybody.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line and see what's going on here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Kim. One word, pipeline. Why aren't there more pipelines? Second thing is, on the balloon thing, I thought when they said one of these objects, in quote, object they shot down was octagonal shape, would lead me to believe that it was a drone with a bunch of rotors around it, some kind of a thing like that. And they need to be more transparent on what's going on these objects. You know, there's only so many different types of objects I guess they could do. But something funky is going on. And the new theme song for China is The Fifth Dimension, My Beautiful Balloon. All right, that's it, Captain.
Up, up, and away. Okay.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah, which part of that do you want to tackle first?
Well, it's pretty much what I just said. They know more than they're telling those in both houses, in the Senate and in the House. They know much more. And I think they're walking a double-edged sword here, because if they make a lot of these accusations, then the, I don't want to use the word relationship, but I'm too lazy to think of another one. Things between the United States and China can collapse even more, and that puts us in a very bad place. And what is that place? Well, most of all, it's trade. Then, 90% of our lives, sadly, if not more, relies on China. For parts, for even military equipment, crazy as that sounds, for food, for medicine, all of these things. And if China decides they want to start cutting off some things or some other technologies, what can necessarily be in the cyber realm, we're in such a vulnerable space right now. And let's also not forget, too, what is China's real end game here? And I think that needs to be really discussed, because they want to be a superpower. And they're well on their way. I mean, I see a power shift happening across the globe with some very rogue countries. Raisi of Iran is visiting, I think, this week, Moscow. And then you have, obviously, Russia. Then you have China. Then you've got North Korea. So if you just take those countries and look at the land mass and where they are, you know, with controlling the Mediterranean or the South China Sea. We're in a bad place. And, I don't think that this White House, not that we can rely on Biden, but there's a National Security Council that he has in place. And, we've got the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they've all spent more time on woke policies than they are under national security. And I think if you listen very carefully to some of these Republicans, especially on the Senate side, they're really trying to send us a message that we're in a bad place, and we're trying to hold on to some things in a desperate situation here until 2024. I just hope we can.
Yeah, I believe they can. So we'll see. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein yesterday said that she didn't know that she wasn't running, and then one of her staff had to straighten that out, and I guess the dementia has really gotten off the deep end here.
Her office came out and said that she was not running for re-election. Somebody in the media asked her, I hear that you're not running. She said, well, I haven't made that decision yet. So the person in the press goes, oh, really? And she said, yeah, well, your office said such and such. And she said, oh, I hadn't realized it had been announced. She's been suffering. I mean, the woman, I think, is, what, 88, 89 years old?
Correct.
She's got to go, and she's had to go for a lot of years. But who is already in the saddle riding in to take her seat, and that is Adam Schiff. So
yeah.
Watch that one.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. So I'd like to see him do better, but I guess they're gonna do it that way. So we'll
California,
see.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Well, vote the bums out if you could. That's what you're gonna do. I don't know what exactly is going on in New York, but New York Attorney General Letitia James has ordered Donald Trump to pay some $110,000 cash for contempt of court.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, you can't get a hold of anybody. You know, Trump's not making comments, and his people were unavailable a couple of times, and Frenchie's not available. I mean, it's like nobody's saying anything when you need to have them.
No, except everybody's very serious about this. Everybody takes this very seriously and that very seriously, blah, 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 blah. But I think the thing that's important here is to look at what the Republicans on the House side are trying to do in order to solve some of these things. And I think that Trump is latching onto that.
All right, more to be continued tomorrow, and I'll be talking to you later. And have yourself a great day,
yes,
and enjoy the weather.
You too.
All right,
yes.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out. Check out all the great stuff that she has to offer. I'll be coming back with our military and veterans news segment.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Forbes announcing the 10 highest paid entertainers in 2022. The Phil Collins Group Genesis tops the list with $230 million, made thanks to selling the rights to a piece of their catalog in September. Sting takes second place after he and the Police sold their music catalog as well, while Tyler Perry checks in at third. The creators of South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, are fourth, and The Simpsons creator James L. Brooks and Matt Groening are fifth. Brad Pitt comes in at sixth, The Rolling Stones are at seventh, and Avatar director James Cameron is eighth. Rounding out the top ten is Taylor Swift at nine and Bad Bunny at ten. Disney is set to animate ESPN hockey coverage for Disney Channel in an attempt to get more kids into the sport. On March 14th, ESPN will be airing a live telecast of a game between the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers on the Disney Channel and Disney XD. The game will be called the NHL Big City Greens Classic and will be animated. Julio Flores, USA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our first report on the Captain's America Third Watch military and veterans news segment. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two campuses to serve you. Their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out, find out what they're all about, and then take the tour.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a very high-paying, in-demand job. By the way, ran into a couple of their graduates yesterday, and they were very receptive to a couple of questions I asked, and that's great. Always happy to hear from the people that have gone on to do great things. Now, to find out more about them, go to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check it out. Look at their campuses. Look at the one in Clearwater, Florida, see what they have to offer. And then look at the one in Concord, Massachusetts, and see what they have to offer. Now, after you do that, pick up the phone and call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one or both of those campuses. You'll be glad you did. Find out what it's all about. Find out about the training. Find out about what becoming an aviation maintenance technician could do for your future. Certainly money will not be a problem. You'll make lots of money, and you'll have the opportunity to make even more because you'll have the opportunity to travel if you wind up with a carrier that wants to send you overseas, and then you bounce around over there a little bit, and you wind up with a six-figure income for a few years before you come back to the United States and then rest on your laurels a little bit and start thinking about your retirement. But NAA.edu is where it all starts. That's NAA.edu for the National Aviation Academy. Check them out. Check out their campus in Clearwater, Florida, their campus in Concord, Massachusetts. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. And you're going to really wonder why you didn't make that decision sooner in your life. Well, what do you do when you fire a missile at a plane and fire a missile at a balloon and you miss it? You fire another one, right? It's only $400,000. Well, apparently our Air Force fired a missile at the balloon over the Lake Huron, missed it, fell into the lake, and they had to fire a second one. Now, I don't know how you miss with a surface-to-air missile, but they did, and they did it again. Now, we've heard a lot of things here about what's been going on. None more salacious, if you will, and certainly this got my attention, and I'm sure it's got yours too when you heard about it. According to Congressman Mike McCaul, who is the Foreign Affairs Committee chairman from Texas, he said the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down by the U.S. Air Force on February the 4th went over all three of our most sensitive nuclear sites on a mission to obtain intelligence on the U.S. nuclear capability in preparation for what could be a potential future conflict over to Taiwan, this coming from Congressman McCaul. And he would know. He would know. So, with all the information that's going on here, with the surveillance that they're conducting, this couldn't be a more perfect time to want to become an aviation maintenance technician and go to work for one of the companies that National Aviation Academy has on their roster. Again, depending on your military history, maybe some of you are coming right out of the service. You can transfer your credentials from advanced aircraft maintenance technician to a regular standard aviation maintenance technician position. Do it all. Take the test, challenge the test, get it done quicker, and away you go, you hit the ground running, you're making a bunch of money. Now, a Ukrainian official has confirmed to ABC News that the United States provides coordinates to the Ukraine for the most strikes carried out in the Russia-occupied areas of the country using the U.S.-supplied HIMARS rocket launchers to do so. Now, that's about as close as we're going to come to say that we're helping Ukraine fire at targets inside Russia. That's about as close as we're going to come. But let's not forget that lawmakers in both the houses, that's the House and the Senate, relaunched a bipartisan effort to repeal two decades old of the authorizations for the use of the military force in Iraq. This coming as the latest effort in an attempt to have Congress use its constitutional power over declarations of war if they so desire. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon either, but we'll see. Now, there were more objects shot down by the U.S. military over the weekend after officials say they posed a threat to civilian airspace. According to Military Times, the top Veterans Affairs official overseeing the embattled electronic health records overhead effort will step down at the end of the month. No surprise there. And he gets what he's got coming to him, apparently. It is a mistake of immense proportions when you start doing silly things like what's been going on there. And we know that. Now, we also know that we have a military, in my opinion, if you let them loose and let them do what they need to do, would be a lot better off, especially over there in the Middle East. But nobody wants to do anything to help when it comes into the Ukrainian situation. We should be on top of just about everything that they're doing from an advisory standpoint. Didn't say you had to be in a battle, but we should be observing what's taking place, just like the foreign reporters are. You see a lot of them coming from the actual front. And now, once again, Ukraine is using American equipment and British and French to get their stuff moved around in Ukraine. Now, the other thing is, NATO yesterday complained about a couple of Russian bombers that came up very close to flying into and through NATO airspace. They got their jets going and cooled the Russians' jets in the process. And what I mean by that is they drove them out of the area they were in. So, here we go again, right? Okay. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. Now, Chris Markowski is on the program 5 days a week, and for 5 days a week, you hear him talking about Moss Acura during his segment. The reason they do that is because we add a little class and a little pizzazz to the segment with the top-of-the-line exclusive luxury vehicle that Moss puts out. That Nissan puts out through Moss, the Acura dealer. Now, Acuras are part of the Moss You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, whether they're EMTs, firefighter, or police, all get a generous discount on your vehicle, along with church pastors, too. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership in Tampa. But they get people that come from all over the place to see them. And one of the reasons is because of not only the You Serve, You Save, but also how about the program where they have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, where you get free tire rotations and oil changes for the life of the car or truck that you bought. So stop on by or go to their website, Moss Acura, That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, A-C-U-R-A, mossacura.com. See what they have to offer. You just might be very pleasantly surprised with what you see. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Mr. Watchdog, how are you, sir?
How you doing?
Not too bad. There's some mixed economic news starting to show up here right now. We're hearing all about the great economy and how tremendous things are, and we're at full employment, and we're this and we're that. And then out of the clear blue sky yesterday, we find out that the White House has job openings. And one of the things is the Wall Street Journal reported that Biden was planning to tap the Federal Reserve's vice chair, Lyle Brainard, to serve as a double director in the National Economic Council.
Yeah, you get various different stories. Some say that he's kind of gearing up for the debt ceiling fight. He's trying to bring some people on. Brian Deese is out. What's his name there? Jared Bernstein is also coming over as well to work in the administration, trying to craft some sort of economic plan. They've obviously got some concerns moving forward. Inflation is down, but it's still persistent. It hasn't come down to where they need to. But again, a lot of these issues again are supply issues. These are things that the Fed, quite frankly, can't fix. So again, that's going to have to come out of getting rid of regulations and making it easier to do business in this country. And we'll see if that's going to end up being the case. I doubt it.
Yeah. Now, I wonder what we're going to see, because we keep hearing about the Consumer Price Index for January.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the numbers wrong. And they've had to change them again. They've had to go back in there and change them. And it wasn't as good and as rosy as what they said it was, but yet the Biden people aren't saying much of anything. They're just saying, well, we had to have an adjustment because the numbers didn't exactly come out correctly. Well, that's a hell of a thing to say.
Well, no, the numbers were not as good. And, you're taking a look at January's numbers that came out yesterday. You had the higher energy costs, which definitely affected the CPI numbers. And, the food has remained stubbornly high as well.
Now, shelter, namely rents in apartments and houses, is way up. It shot way up. And food prices are up over 10% this year alone so far.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons why you're seeing housing was so high is because I think it has a lot to do, quite frankly, where people are moving. You got a lot of people moving to places like Florida, like Texas. And, because of the lack of inventory, a lot of the data comes in, and those markets, the housing has remained very, very high, simply because of demand that's there and lack of supply. We all know that, in Florida, because of the hurricane, we still have the massive issues in regards to, construction and fixing the houses that have been knocked down, the ones that need to be fixed. I mean, my brother's house down there in Placida, he's still got a tarp on his roof from the hurricane. They still haven't fixed that yet. So it's taken some time, and I think that's one of the reasons why that I think the housing prices have remained high.
What do you think about what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio? Have you been paying attention to that?
Yeah, I've been paying attention from the beginning. I don't think we're being told the truth about this at all. I think that this is a Chernobyl type of situation. I mean, I know it's not radioactive, but the environmental damage, I don't think they're being honest with just how bad it is. I mean, I'm hearing stories in the surrounding areas, animals dropping dead, and the fish in the streams are all showing up dead, and the type of devastation that's taken place there. It's bad. It really is. And I don't get it. We got three train derailments in the past few days, for crying out loud. What in the world's going on out there?
I don't know, but a lot of it has to do with the railroad tracks themselves. And here's the other thing, when you talk about that, we have got a number of instances where people are being sent back home And they're being sent back home, in my opinion, way too early because they're going back into their homes and they're starting to cough and sneeze and their eyes are running and their lungs are, you know, they're just hacking and pets are getting really sick. I mean, come on. You don't go back home and that type of stuff.
No, it's bad. Like I said, some of the farmers in around the area, again, the animals are dropping dead. I don't know. We're going to, hopefully we'll eventually find out. But this has been basically a media blackout to some degree. It's funny how you watch certain stories. You get the world is all, interested in this, stupid balloon gate thing that's going on. You had, a report that has been almost completely ignored from Seymour Hersh about the United States blowing up the pipeline that's been pretty much ignored, taking that off the front page.
Nordstrom, yep.
Yeah. And it's amazing to me, it's trying to distract the American people with nonsense.
Well, I'm going to go back at this one more time and then I'm going to drop it. But again, despite what President Biden says about inflation going down and things getting better, I can tell you that the numbers that I see show me that the egg prices, just eggs, are up 70%.
Oh, that's year over year. Yes, year over year, they're up over 70%. But, again, a lot of that is attributed to, you can't blame the Biden administration for avian flu. I mean, you can't. That's going to work its way through. And wholesale prices are starting to come down when it comes to eggs. But it's not just eggs. It's food prices across the board.
Everything. I was in the store yesterday. I was looking. I went down the produce aisle just to see, what some of the prices were that I knew what they should be and what they currently are. They're all double what they normally are. All of them.
Absolutely. Very expensive. There's no doubt.
Yep. So, I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. And, of course, when we talk about the fact that inflation is easing and monthly increases in inflation are stable and this, that, and the other, I'm not seeing it. I am not seeing it.
Well, it's slow but sure. It's come down a little bit. It hasn't, it's not continued to rise, but it's not where it needs to be. And that's, they want to get it down to around, 2%. I think that's going to take a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about our transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg? Have you seen him anywhere in Ohio doing anything?
He's useless. I mean, again, but this happens in every administration. They hire these people because of politics, not because they check the right boxes. And you know what? What box does Pete Buttigieg check? Not because of competence. It's because of something that probably there's all these problems happening.
All righty, well, I got the music coming up here. I would look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and I hope the weather's good up there.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out. Check out all the different things that he's involved in. And in the meantime, we'll be back with more right after the top of the hour news and the break and all that. Ron Edwards coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.